Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. This always happens. It always comes really quickly, but believe it or not, we're less than a month away from the start of Summerfest.
You're right. It does always happen. People start talking about Summerfest, you're like, oh, that's a ways off yet.
No.
It's not.
June 20th is right around the corner. So again, three weekends this year, the 20th to the 22nd, June 27th to the 29th, and then July 4th through the 6th are your three weekends. So Summerfest likes to do these offerings and previews for, like, I'm not sure who all gets to go to these. It's a lot of dignitaries, and then they let us schmoes go.
Well, because they want us to talk about it.
Yes, right? And I guess so. That's how it works. So, yeah. So, yesterday, we were on the Summerfest grounds, you and I. Sandy Max was there as well, and others from across the media landscape and other high dignitaries from Milwaukee to enjoy some of the foods and different offerings that the vendors are going to be offering this year.
And the beverages.
And, yeah, they also offer some different beverages as well. So, here's just a quick picture of what that was like, an audio picture, if you will. All right, so what are you guys serving here today?
We are serving cocktail-sized empanadas, Cuban and Argentine beef.
All right, if I had to choose one, what should I go with?
I would go with the Argentine. It's our most authentic.
Okay. Do you have a secret to the recipe or anything like that?
Yes, but I can't tell you what it is.
So what are we serving here?
This is Perky's Old Fashioned. This is my mom's recipe.
Your mom Perky?
She is. Her nickname has been Perky since age 4. I had her on the back of the bottle. And it's our brandy Old Fashioned. It'll be in the amphitheater this year. We've been on the market for 2 years.
Where did she get the recipe from?
It's from my grandfather, actually. So it's been in the family for 60 years. Supposedly, he's like this mixologist. He always had martinis ready to pour in the fridge, and then he started playing around and did Old Fashioneds.
What's his nickname?
He didn't have one. Gilbert. That's why it's not Gilbert's.
We've been sampling everything, and there are a lot of new things and things we haven't heard of. So, Cousins, I've not heard of you. What do you make?
Cousins, we make sub sandwiches.
All right, very well, yes. Ooh, E. Remember I judged that brat contest, like the recipe contest for Johnsonville last year? This is the winner. Hey, Chef, we were a part. This is the brat that we picked last year, right?
Yes, this is the walking brat.
I picked this as the winner. This is my favorite. What do you think, E?
So, I'm getting a little bit of a hint of, like, hickory, maybe?
Out of all that, it was really tasty.
Oh, yes, it tastes good. It's a brat.
So our fried bologna sub is exclusive to Summerfest, so you can't get it anywhere else except for Summerfest this year.
How do you make a fried bologna?
Fried bologna, so it's literally fried bologna.
Well, that's a good start. Great question, E.
Yeah.
I thought that fried bologna was good.
It was good. There's a lot of really good food there. Almost too good for us. Also, Chef Dan was there from Top Chef. So we have some sound from him. Sandy Max was there as well, so we'll hear that later on in the program.
So some of these are, and yes, I know what Cousins is. That was the joke. He says he grew up here. Cousins has been around
they're
a long time.
They're headquartered right here.
They're right here. That's the original. No, obviously that was the joke. Fried bologna was good. That brat that we were talking about. So Johnsonville had a recipe contest, and I was one of the judges the finalists.
Yeah,
and the walking brat was what we chose. So that's available now at Summerfest this year. It's a brat that's wrapped in like a tortilla, and there are Fritos in there.
Yeah, it was
and
good.
Some other things. A lot of
and you could
flavors.
Add more Fritos if you wanted to. They're also offering us M&Ms a lot, so M&Ms are new to Summerfest this year.
And then all kinds of beverages. A lot of fruity stuff.
Mm-hmm. What was that lemonade one? Hibiscus lemonade or something?
I don't know. It had booze in it. I know that.